Welcome to our podcast on the Goods and Services Tax Rules 2026. In today's episode, we'll be discussing on Good and Service Rule Chapter 2, Registration. I'm your host, Karma, and joining us is tax expert Sonam. Welcome, Sonam.
Thank you, Karma. This chapter is the foundation of GST compliance, so it's critical for businesses to understand it thoroughly.
Let's start there. How does a business determine if they need to register? It all comes down to turnover, correct?
Precisely. Your registration turnover is the key. You calculate it by adding up the total value of all supplies your business makes, plus the value of any imported business-to-business services. However, you specifically exclude the value of capital assets you sell, like a building or vehicle, and any income from selling the business itself as a going concern.
What if an individual owns several different businesses?
In that case, you must combine the turnover from all businesses owned by that individual. It doesn't matter where they are located or what they do. And for businesses owned jointly in a partnership, the partnership itself is treated as a separate person, with its turnover calculated independently from the owner's other ventures.
Beyond the compulsory registration, there's also a voluntary option. What are the conditions for that?
A business can choose to register if its turnover in the past year exceeds the voluntary threshold. To do so, they must apply to the department, be actively making supplies, and convince the department they can meet all the obligations of a GST registered person. It's a commitment, though. Once you register voluntarily, you must remain registered for at least 2 years.
That's an important point. Now, for larger corporate structures, I understand there are special registration types, like group registration. How does that work?
Yes, group registration allows two or more related taxable persons to be treated as a single entity. Typically, this is where one company controls the others. They apply to the department nominating one member as their representative member. This representative member handles all GST affairs for the group. The main benefit is that any supplies of goods or services between members of the same group are disregarded for GST purposes.
Are there specific eligibility criteria to form such a group?
There are. Each member must be a resident of Bhutan, have no outstanding tax arrears, be an existing registered person, not belong to any other GST group, and have the same tax period. Importantly, they cannot be registered under the other special type, which is divisional registration.
Right, so let's touch on divisional registration. When is that applicable?
This is for a single business that operates in distinct divisions, perhaps with separate accounting systems, making a single GST return difficult. They can apply for each division to be registered separately. The department will approve if each division has independent accounting, they are in different locations, or have different activities, and the company has no tax arrears.
So once a business has determined which path to take, what does the application process itself entail?
Applications are made electronically. The department will review the information to satisfy itself that the applicant is indeed carrying on an economic activity and will make taxable supplies. They must notify an applicant of their decision within 15 days for standard cases and 30 days for divisional applications. The notice will either state the effective date of registration or, if rejected, provide the reasons and explain the applicant's right to object.
What happens if someone applies on time, but the department is delayed in processing the application?
That's an important protection for businesses. If you've submitted your application within the required time frame and the department fails to process it on time, you are not considered a taxable person until the application is processed. This protects you from penalties during that delay.
That's good to know. After successful registration, what are the key ongoing responsibilities?
The main one is keeping your information up to date. You must notify the department of any changes to business ownership, name, address, or the nature of your activities. It's also worth noting that the department maintains and publishes an accurate list of all registered persons, which helps with transparency.
Finally, let's cover the end of the life cycle, cancellation and re-registration.
A business must apply for cancellation within 30 days of permanently ceasing to make supplies. You can also apply if your turnover falls below the threshold. The department can also initiate cancellation if they find a person is no longer economically active, has poor compliance records, or obtained registration through false information.
And what happens after cancellation?
The obligations are clear. You must immediately stop issuing tax invoices or acting as a registered person. You must also file a final GST return and pay all amounts due within 30 days. Should you meet the criteria for registration again in the future, you can apply for re-registration using the same taxpayer number.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to the Goods and Services Tax Rules 2026 podcast. Join us next time for more insights.
Exactly. The key is to be proactive. Don't wait until the last minute. Understanding your obligations early will save you a lot of headaches down the road.